I am a survivor of things that I will not divulge. This is not about me. I'm not speaking with a university degree in political science, nor do I have a political foot to stand on. I'm speaking with personal experience, from suffering at the bottom, feeling like I had nothing left to live for. I know what it feels like to be screaming inside and to feel silenced. But we make change by rising above the atrocities. We need to show ourselves that through the intelligence of our minds and the power in our hearts, that we can and will succeed at whatever we put our minds to, despite the lies we are told. I don't see color. I see human. I know I can't say the same for everyone, but I truly want equality for everyone just as much as the next person. However, violence and chaos, innocent people being harmed, and telling others that they must also join in the outrage is not the way to freedom now or ever. Just because you don't comply doesn't mean you're complacent or racist. Just because you don't post a black square doesn't mean that you're for racism and oppression. And posting a black square doesn't mean you are in support of the movement either. What's the motivation for you? For those of you that did post a black square, were you motivated by passion? What about fear? Outrage? Confusion? Or afraid that you would be socially shunned for not following the herd, even if you don't understand what's really going on? There are many motivations for why humans do the things that they do. And when we're emotionally fired up, we might be missing some valuable information that's also there. To formulate an opinion, we need to look at the big picture. Examine motives and angles. But how many of us can actually do that? Most of us are so afraid that it's easier to just shut up and listen and be told what to think, how to feel, and how to act. I may not be a historian, but I do know that history has taught us that complicit obedience has never been good for anyone. No one ever has the right to tell you how to think, feel, and what to believe. If you're motivated to nod your head up and down out of fear of being on the other side or playing for the other team, that's not freedom. If you comply out of fear, that doesn't make you a warrior. It's in human nature to feel our emotions before our rational brain kicks in. But we need to process our emotions first and allow the rational part of the brain to come back online before we can make wise decisions. We need to use our intelligence to examine all sides so we can see the big picture and make lasting changes. We need to have conversations. But when you start a fire over here, you can't see what's happening over there. My grandfather fought for our freedom during World War II. And I remember him telling me stories as a child about what happened to the Jews during the Holocaust. My grandmother lived in a village that was bombed, losing one of her friends during an air raid, all because one man decided that some humans were less equal than others. I remember the feeling of my stomach turning and twisting, feeling sick when I would hear these stories. As a child, it didn't make sense. And it still doesn't. I remember learning about what happened in the US to the blacks with slavery, the lynching and racist movements that continued on from there. I learned about the murderous oppression of the First Nations people, both in America and Canada, of the atrocities committed in my own country, in our residential schools, to Indigenous peoples. America, Canada, South Africa, India, Vietnam, Tibet, I don't know if there's a single country on this planet who hasn't suffered in the name of racism to one degree or another. These are horrible crimes against humanity. For the people out there who are so trapped in their limited frame of mind that they cannot see the value of all living beings, seeing beyond their race is beyond me. It is something I truly cannot understand, and I doubt that I ever will. To miss out on all the beauty and love, all of the wonderful gifts and talents a person has to share, all because of the color of their skin, is a sad, dark place to live from. What a miserable, hateful existence. To be a racist is a terrible waste. It is a waste of the life and love you were born to experience. Man is the most dangerous animal on the planet. Humans are complex, violent, and have the capacity to create evil and darkness. But if you are one of those humans who has realized that you are more than this body, you are a soul, you are consciousness, then you realize that life is about loving all. You must elevate all living beings in your thoughts, in your heart, with your words, with your actions. I do not want to get caught up in the violence and chaos, because for all the horrors and acts of violence, there are also so many beautiful things in this world. Don't allow the darkness to dim the light in your heart. Hold on to the beauty because it's still there, all around you and within you if you choose to see it. And we need the light now more than ever. If you know in your heart that all beings deserve equal rights, start with today. See the man behind the counter at the gas station. Look at his face. See his eyes. Smile at him while you have this brief exchange. See the woman who looks like she's really tired and struggling, maybe even a little short with you at the supermarket as she rings through her 1,000th order for the day, her feet and back aching. Ask her how she's doing. And listen. Don't just operate on autopilot. Show that you care about what she's saying. Say hello to the person next to you on the bus. Thank your bus driver. Smile at the person you're walking past on the street. Extend hello to the person who's begging for money, rather than pretending they don't exist at all. Exchange a few words with the person on the elevator. Guess what? It's freaking weird to pretend that the person next to you in the tiny steel box doesn't exist. Be present. Acknowledge those around you with basic common decency. Being kind is not hard, but it starts on an individual level every single day. And the funny part is, kindness feels good for everyone. The problem is, most of us walk around with our heads so far up our asses, too busy staring at our phones, plugged into social media, pressured by the stresses of the world, that we forget to see one another. We make each other invisible. But we can also make each other be seen and heard. There is a whole lot we can do each and every single day to value all lives as equal, by showing respect to each human we encounter. When you actually get to know a person, you learn that they feel and dream just like you. We all want the opportunity to succeed in this life. We all want to be loved and accepted. We all want to have money and freedom. No one wants to be at the bottom of society with no hope of ever rising to the top. We all deserve the right to succeed. But we won't get there by tearing each other down, separating us from them. We need to stop discriminating, separating, labeling, and objectifying one another. This is a world problem that has gone on since the beginning of time, and as long as you buy into the story of separateness, you're trapped in the world of suffering and misery. Discrimination comes in all colors and sizes. Why should one person's life be less valuable than another? you want to make change, it starts with you. It starts with every living being that you meet. Have compassion for those that are suffering. I'm sorry for those of you who have been on the shit end of the stick, struggling to find your way out from the bottom, trying to give your family the life and love you have always dreamed of. I'm sorry for the way you have suffered and for those before you. No one deserves that, ever. If you are alive, you are worthy. You are enough. Don't ever believe anything otherwise. This is not about being silent. And this is not about being loud either. This is not about screaming, pillaging, rioting, shouting people down and making people afraid. If you actually want to make change, use your wisdom, power, and God-given intelligence to guide our world into a place that all of us will want to live in. Don't burn it down. This is about making things fair for everyone, starting with the distribution of opportunity, freedom, and wealth. Don't buy into the labels and separation, believing this is an us versus them problem. This is a we problem. For when the pendulum swings, as it always does, if we don't get our act together, someone else will be the minority. Someone else will be the other. There are so many intelligent, passionate, capable people of all shapes, size, and color out there. And you have the capacity to make change to a system that needs massive reevaluation without burning the world down. I believe in you, but we cannot create peace and justice with violence and anarchy. You cannot demand for the oppression and silence of voices to be lifted while at the same time oppressing and silencing other voices. Changing laws through order is how we create fairness and justice for all. The pen is mightier than the sword.